Hello, Nuri, and welcome to this new episode of Knowing Cernis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks to you, Irene, for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Let's start with a huge question, which is, Nuria, who are you?
So, yeah, this is a big question. It's not easy to reply. So, my name is Nuria Valverde. I was born in Galicia, in Spain, in 1982. I have studied mechanical engineering and welding engineering in Spain. Yeah, that's all, I think.
Okay, so how long have you been working at CERN?
So I came to CERN in 2011, almost in January 2011, so almost 10 years ago. I was working here for 5 years, then I left for 2.5 years, and then I came back to CERN again.
And what do you like best about your work at CERN?
What I like the most is that I can do different things. So I have a big overview of the project that where I'm working now, and I can see from the fabrication, which is what I like the most. No, so I can see how they fabricate the pieces, how is going the welding and all of that. But also then I can see other activities like testing, that now I'm learning about that. So radio frequency, and then other activities like more normal activities on a project, like it's planning, budget. So it's very interesting to be able to see many different things at the same time.
So Nuria, let's do a little trip to the past, to before 2011, because I would like to know, what do you miss most from your... Well, I would like to know, in which city of Galicia did you live?
Yeah, so I was born in Vigo, okay, which is very close to Portugal, and is on the coast. So what I miss the most is the sea. Okay, apart from my family and all my friends, the food and all of that, but the sea really is something that I miss a lot. Yes.
So for continuing with Galicia, because my next question was about the future, I'm gonna dream big. I'm gonna imagine myself writing a novel in Galicia in front of the Atlantic. Why not? And now I would like to know, Nuria, what are the dreams of a welding engineer like you?
So my dreams are enjoying day by day, no? Because at the end, it's not just, I don't need a big thing, but I want to try to be as happy as possible day by day, doing interesting things. Maybe a small dream is to have in the future a small house in Spain close to in front of the beach, so to be able to see the sea in the mornings.
Let's go for a bit of humanities, because I would like to know what comes to your mind when you hear the word beauty.
Beauty. Wow. So I don't know, to me, I think it's not easy, but to me, it reminds me to love, no? So you find beauty when you love something. You can find beauty in a baby, in the nature, in many different things. But to me, I would say love. It reminds me to that.
Okay, so the Spanish philosopher Maria Zambrano, she thought that we, human beings, are living problems. And by that, she meant that we are not finished, and it's not even obvious to us what we have to do, like, to finish ourselves. So, Nuria, do you think that we are living problems, like Zambrano?
I don't know if it's a problem, no. I for sure we face every day difficulties or things that we have not foreseen that we need to learn how to continue, no, and to get used to that. So it depends on you if you see that like a problem or like something that makes you your life more interesting. No, I would say that knowing every day what could happen, it would be super boring. I like that, no, living problems or living, I don't know, different steps.
So our previous Cerni, Federico Carra, he wanted to know, what do you appreciate or enjoy most about this area?
Oh, thank you, Federico, for this question. I think mainly Switzerland, but also the France, just close to here, the nature is really nice. I mean, the Alps, the views, everything is, let's say, beautiful, no? Coming back to your question, the lake is also impressive, but the nature is really, really nice. In autumn, in summer, winter, there's full of snow. Everything gets a different color, which is, I really enjoy it.
So, Nuria, now it's time to relax because you've just become the interviewer. So feel free to ask whatever you want to our next journey.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity. So I would say, if you could choose a power, which one would you choose?
That's a really good one. I haven't used it, but it's a really good one.
Yeah, I hope it's not too difficult. Yeah,
we'll see. So, Nuria, thank you very much. This was the interview.
Okay, it was short and not for sure. Okay, maybe I was too fast.
No, okay. It's okay.